Welcome once again to Everyday English. In a previous program, we looked at an important sentence type in English and the grammatical rules that governed it. This sentence type has got two parts. The first part consists of a subject and a verb. The verb is one of saying, promising, alleging, believing, and denying. These verbs are often followed by the word that, as in,
he said that. Kofi knows that.
I confessed that. She denied that.
The second part of the sentence is linked to the first, and it also contains a subject and an auxiliary verb. The verb in the first part of the sentence can take a present or past tense form. If it is in the past, the auxiliary verb will have to be in the past too. And we met sentences like the following.
I told you she was here a moment ago.
She denied that she saw the food.
What we have said does not mean that if the first verb is in the present, the auxiliary verb should necessarily be in the present tense too. This is a point we haven't stressed in previous programs. It needs stressing now. We can say,
I know that he is here.
But so can we say,
I know that he was here.
I know that he is here. But we can also say, I know that he was here.
He claims that he is a magician.
He claims that he was a magician.
We're going to listen to a dialogue and then discuss the tenses that occur in the sentences in them.
It has been confirmed that Mr. Akufi is going to be investigated, hasn't it?
Not to my knowledge. It was alleged, though, that he had revealed vital state secrets.
And that is why he is being insulted everywhere.
You know that this is a serious offense. You are aware that this sort of thing is not allowed anywhere.
Are you implying that I can't report facts that I believe to be true about the company?
It depends. Mr. Kofi swore on oath to the effect that he would not reveal state secrets. Only last week, he publicly declared that he had never acted dishonorably and that he was a man of honor and integrity.
He said that?
Oh, yes, and more. He said it was despicable and unpatriotic to say or do anything that would make the state a laughingstock among the Committee of Nations or jeopardize its security.
Aren't you being too harsh and uncharitable?
Possibly, but I am shocked.
Naturally.
I never believed for a moment that he would ever go this far or sink so low.
Strong words, those.
I knew he could be glib.
I am aware of that.
And I knew he could be unguarded in his remarks, even to the point of indiscretion. But I thought it was a height of irresponsibility and carelessness for a public officer to write such things about his country in a foreign newspaper.
I see that there's very little love lost between you and Akufi.
Thank you. Now, a look at some of the sentences again. Here's the first one.
It has been confirmed that Mr. Akufi is going to be tried, hasn't it?
It has been confirmed that Mr. Akufi is going to be tried, hasn't it? The verb in the first part is has been confirmed, present perfect tense, as indicated by the form has. Since this is not in the past, the auxiliary in the second part can take any tense. Here it is present, is. Mr. Akufi is going to be tried. Of course, Since the first verb is not past, but present, the auxiliary verb in the second part need not be present. It can be in any other tense. That's why the sentence is correct.
It has been confirmed that Mr. Akufi was going to be investigated.
And that is also why it is correct to say,
it has been confirmed that Mr. Akufi is going to be investigated.
But if the first verb had been in the past, then the auxiliary in the second would obligatorily be past.
It had been confirmed that Mr. Akufi was going to be investigated.
It had been confirmed that Mr. Akufi was going to be investigated. And it would have been wrong to say,
it had been confirmed that Mr. Akufi is going to be tried
or investigated. Now, that's an incorrect sentence. Listen to all three sentences again.
It has been confirmed that Mr. Akufi is going to be investigated.
Correct sentence.
It has been confirmed that Mr. Akufi was going to be investigated.
That's also a correct sentence.
It had been confirmed that Mr. Akufi is going to be tried
or investigated. That's an incorrect sentence. Now, here's another sentence.
It was alleged that he had revealed state secrets.
It was alleged that he had revealed state secrets. It was alleged. Past tense in the first part of the sentence, followed by the auxiliary had, which is also past, making it an acceptable sentence. And it would have been wrong to say,
it was alleged that Mr. Akufi is going to be tried
or investigated.
You know that it is a serious offense.
This is straightforward. A present tense verb, no, followed by a present tense auxiliary verb, is in the second part of the sentence.
You know that it is a serious offense.
If the verb no had been in the past, the auxiliary verb is would also have had to be in the past too.
You knew that it was a serious offense.
You knew that it was a serious offense. And it would have been incorrect to say,
he knew that it is a serious offense.
As we explained, however, only a past verb has to be obligatorily followed by a past auxiliary verb. A verb in the present can be followed by an auxiliary verb in the present or past.
You know that it was a serious offense.
That's a correct sentence. Now, let's listen to the whole series once more.
You know that it is a serious offense.
That's correct.
You know that it was a serious offense.
That's also correct.
You knew that it is a serious offense.
The last sentence is unacceptable. And why? Because, according to our simple rule, a past form of the verb know, which is new, is followed by the present form of an auxiliary verb is. And this makes it incorrect. Now, that's all there's time for, listeners. Have a good day, and goodbye.